Anha related that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid her a visit when she said to him, O Rasulullah, I have grown very old and weak. Tell me something that I may be able to do while sitting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, him subhanallah 100 times and you will get a reward as if you set free 100 Arab slaves. Him alhamdulillah 100 times, which will fetch you a reward as if you present 100 horses fully equipped for jihad. Him Allahu Akbar 100 times, which is as if you have sacrificed 100 camels for the sake of Allah. And him La ilaha illallah 100 times, the reward of which will fill the whole space between the earth and the sky. There is no other commendable action that can surpass it. Our ulama have said that every morning after Fajr and after Asr, at least 100 times the third kalima, which incorporates all these words, and we find the great rewards mentioned in this hadith. Hazrat Salma radiallahu anha, the wife of Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu, also requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prescribe her some dhikr, which may not be very lengthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, recite Allahu Akbar 10 times, because Allah Ta'ala says in reply, it is for me. Recite Subhanallah 10 times, because Allah Ta'ala says in reply, it is for me. And then say, Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me 10 times, because then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, yes, I have forgiven you. If you recite Allahumma ghfirli 10 times, Allah Ta'ala will say each time, I have forgiven you. You can do it now also. 10 times, Allahu Akbar. 10 times, Subhanallah. And 10 times, Allahumma ghfirli. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq today, Sunday. A few minutes, inshallah. Let us engage in the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.